3 minutes past four. If you're just joining us, this is PM Drive here on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM, with myself, Yahya Ismail. Now, Minister of Police Feroz Khachalia has justified the top secret status as of a report concerning the actions of police officers involved in a COVID mission that was to recover thousands of US dollars that was taken from the president's Palapala estate roughly about 5 years ago. On Monday, the Modimolle Regional Court commenced the trial of three individuals that were charged with housebreaking that, as I mentioned before, happened over 5 years ago. Now, to give us a bit more details on this, we are joined online by Professor Dumisani Mabunda, who is a lecturer at the Department of Law in Police Practice Department. Professor, very good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us.
Very good afternoon, and afternoon to your listeners.
Now, Professor, the Acting Minister of Police, Minister Khachalia, saying that the report around the actions of police officers that were involved in that recovery operation after the housebreaking of the president's Palapala estate about 5 years ago, that report needs to stay top secret in a sense. What do you make of this?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to give my perspective on this issue that is now still before the courts. But you and your listeners will recall that before what we are seeing now, there has been other processes trying to clear the case. And the majority of them have already cleared the individual that was involved in this saga, who happens to be the president, and the people that are involved in that cover-up. So, yes, the police have got a responsibility to classify certain information as top secret. But this one, I do not know if it falls into that category, but other scholars may have a different perspective. But we are looking with interest as to how the court is going to finalize this matter as we see it unfold, and which I have a serious doubt that this judge that is handling this case will have the guts to rule against those who are involved.
Now, Professor, Action SA, as well as the African Transformation Movement, they posed some questions in Parliament to Acting Minister Khachalia around the head of the President's Protection Unit, that was Wally Rueda. He was found not guilty for pursuing suspects without a police case that was registered. And they haven't received the answers that they were looking for, especially after the public protector found evidence that Rueda was in breach of the SAPS disciplinary regulations. Now, this gives us a bit of a feel that, you know, police, they're kind of above the regulations that they need to abide by, especially when it comes to certain cases, something as sensitive as this Palapala case. And we start wondering, you know, there's been calls for more transparency with the police and with politicians in general. Is this moving in the opposite direction?
Definitely. You have already answered my perspective. I don't believe in this mantra that says we are all equal before the law. Some animals are bigger than others. If it was me who was found with something which is against the law, I suppose that I would have been dealt with very swiftly. But in South Africa, there's a culture of delaying processes, judicial processes, so that hopefully they may die a natural death. I think the parliamentarians who ask the question are responsible citizens of this country. They want to know the transparency around this issue. And as you correctly say, there is no satisfactory answer as to why Wale Road was cleared of any wrongdoing. So there's a culture of delaying tactics in South Africa so that certain cases, either witnesses can lose interest in terms of testifying or they will be eliminated. So if there's no evidence or there's no one testifying, obviously the case is cold. It cannot see the light of day in court.
Now, can this further erode trust that is already running quite low in South Africa when it comes to us trusting the police?
Confidence against the justice system in this country has gone so low. If there is some shred of some confidence in within the society, but this only serves to rub salt in the already festering wound in terms of confidence to the criminal justice system of this country. We are slowly in a slippery slope towards the mafia state where, there is no justice. Justice serves only those who can afford to pay the highest defense teams. Yes.
Well, as you mentioned, Professor, this is definitely starting to sound like that saying in Animal Farm that we are all equal, but some are more equal than others. And that's, I think, the situation that we are starting to see unfolding here in South Africa. But we are unfortunately going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Professor, for giving us your time this afternoon to speak about this matter of that report being maintained as a top secret report and instead of that being laid bare to the public for everyone to see. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you so much.
That was Professor Dumisani Mabunda, lecturer at the Department of Law.